A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 5th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I can confirm that the ZIFA president, Zimbabwe Dube, has stepped it down as ZIFA president. He has expressed gratitude to a number of people, the number of stakeholders, the number of individuals that contributed during the reign
as FIFA president. Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the world's number one sport, soccer. And of course, our focus is on the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA.
In what was widely regarded as a preemptive strike, former ZIFA boss Cuthbert Dube resigned hours before his entire board was given the boot at an extraordinary general meeting held in Harare on Saturday. 51 out of 54 delegates who attended the meeting voted in favor of the revocation of Dube and the party's mandate, while only 3 voted against the motion.
According to the ZIFA constitution, the local football governing body's chief executive officer, Jonathan Mashingaidze, will have the mandate of organizing elections to be held on the 5th of December. Who will take over from Dube?
If you wish to join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
kunjalo foto. Wonguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu kuZIFA. Se zvamakanzwa mose vanga vari mutungamiri weZIFA kana ZIFA president vaCuthbert Dube vakataurawo kuti vasiya basa nemusi wechishanu kwasara maawa mashoma kuti paitwe vote. Zvinenge zviri kunzi nevamwe vanga vatogara vaona havo kuti zvekuti varambe vari panyanga zvinenge zvazvakona nganga murapwa achida. Nekudaro vakabva vati ini ndasiya basa, asi kuvhota kwakaenderera mberi, vakanzi ivo nebhodhi ravo rose vange vachisiya basa nekuti vanga vachipomerwa mhosva yekuti vatadza kutonga. Asi vaDube vakati aiwa, nyaya yekuti ivo ndo vanga vachiita kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo kuZIFA inyaya yekuti vanga vongozodzwawo mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya, vachitiwo vakapa ZIFA mari yavo yakawandisa, uye vachiti nhasi vanga vachitarisira kuti vanga vachiudza ZIFA kuti pane mari yavainayo kana kuti pane chikwereti chavo chine ZIFA chinosvika icho 1 million chavanga vachiti vari kuda. Ndo mamiriro akaita zvinhu aGibbs.
Zvirwa ndaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona kona ngapo ngemakaya tina hayi ngapha siyaphela sibili. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje sikhuluma ngomnumzana uCuthbert Dube okade engumqondisi weZIFA osetshile umsebenzi khona ngale. Ye, uthe etshiya umnumzana uDube ngolwesihlanu ikhulume lokhu ntambama. Sezwa lathi lapho ukuthi ha ungazani setshile, sabe sifonela ke umnumzana uGwesela uXolisani onguyisikhulumeli seZIFA ositshela ukuthi hayi usehambile sibili, kodwa uthe ekuhambeni kwakhe kuyamele ahlale kuze kufike uDisemba. Ye, kuthe sokunjalo ke ngomgqibelo kwaba lo mhlangano, umhlangano weZIFA National Council othe khona isinqumo abasithetheyo ungazani besingahambelani lalokhu uDube akade kufuna. Bavumelane sibili ukuthi uDube ngcono atshaye phansi. Ye, bathe sebevumelane kunjalo uDube uzwakale sithi hayi phela kule sikweledi sami okumele ngisithole, isikweledi lesi siyafika $1 million wayeboleka khona imali iZIFA. Ye, sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi Paul nalithini ngalokhu. Njengoba ungazani ke kuyahlupha, nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kunjalo futhi.
Honguka hama dzadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera namba sekutaurwa kwadzaitwa na Gibbs pa WhatsApp vanozombonyorera ku Facebook Gibbs hanzi tinotaura tichikurumidza pakuva pa namba saka vanenge vakudzida ku inbox
mara spinde jan
rikatinyatsotaura zvinyoronyoro namba yedu ye WhatsApp inotiyo 001 202 465 0318 todzokorora zvakare our WhatsApp number 001 202 465 0318 ticharamba tichidzokorora kusvika vanhu vaibata and I think we have our first guest sports commentator Michael Kariati Gibbs
Michael Kariati how is Harare
Harare is okay, Gibbs, and the celebration not only in Harare but throughout the country over the ouster of Zifa President Cuthbert Duwe as the head of Zimbabwean football.
Let's put this into perspective. Now, the full board which was revoked, the following members, that is Cuthbert Duwe, Omeka Spanda, John Piri, Twine Piri, Fungai Chihuri, Tawengwa Hara, Miriam Sibanda, and Ben Kwarata. Why then are people celebrating the ouster of Duwe alone? Not all these guys.
It is unfortunate that Omega Spanda, Bernard Gwarada and Miriam Spanda also came into the crossfire. Because when you look at the decisions that were being made, these three people were not part of those decisions and they were suspended on the premise that they were against those same decisions that led to the ouster of Cuthbert Duwe. What is happening right now is that the general public believes that Duwe was supposed to go, and they also strongly feel that the chief executive officer, who at the moment is virtually running Zimbabwean football, according to the constitution, Jonathan Mashinga, should also have gone to pave way for new faces to run Zimbabwean football. Because as far as they are concerned, nothing has changed as long as Mashinga is still in office.
But of course, even FIFA was warning Zimbabweans not to celebrate too early, saying that, you know, the problems that are in Zifa are deep-seated and it might take years to actually try and address those problems. Was Duwe all that bad? We understand you were saying he was sinking his own money into Zifa.
My own assessment is that as long as our own government does not involve itself financially the same way other governments do, like in Africa. For example, we look at South Africa, the coach and the national team are paid by their government. The same goes for Nigeria, Ghana as well. All those national team coaches are employed with the government paying. That is the reason why their governments are involved in making sure who is appointed as the coach. I think the same should also happen here in Zimbabwe, that the government should get involved financially, not by word of mouth the way they do it. They are doing it right now. As long as there is no financial injection, Zimbabwean football will continue to be where it is right now. Maybe it will be even worse after Cuthbert Duwe, because what is very important in football and in sports in general is funding and money.
Of course, elections are scheduled to take place on the 5th of December. Any names that you are hearing that might actually succeed the ousted Duwe?
Surprisingly, Zimbabwean football has always been known for its rumors. Before the ouster of Cuthbert Duwe, there was always a rumor that Trevor Keosejuo was coming in to take over as the new president of the Zimbabwe Football Association. For the record, Keosejuo was the chairman of the Zimbabwe Football Association before 1992 and left office for Leon Gabe to take over. But he's back in Zimbabwe, he's been out of the country, he's been in South Africa, Nigeria, where he's got businesses. And he's been occasionally been seen at football matches, especially when national teams are in action. But there are also other names which are being played around. name such as Twain Turi on the basis that he has led, successfully led the Zimbabwe, the Premier Soccer League. There are also other names like Charles Mabika, a veteran journalist. His name is also being thrown around as a possible successor to Cuthbert Ture. And of course, this is not a surprise. Whenever there is publicity, Philip Chiangwa, the flamboyant Harare businessman, is also one of them.
The Donald Trump of Zimbabwe politics.
And I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Willard Manyengabana, who is the chairman of Zifa Northern Region. I think you can pose a question because I've got a Ndebele listener here.
Mr. Manyengabana, good evening.
Good evening, Bo.
Yes. Now, Mr. Manyengabana, the Zifa president was ousted, but there's this warning that I was asking Michael about from FIFA, that this does not mean the end of Zimbabwe's problems when it comes to football. Are you of the same opinion?
Well, it all depends with who will have taken over Zifa. I believe, yes, Zifa is in debt, but it's not that it cannot be solved. Those debts can still be paid. We need somebody who can come up with an arrangement with our debtors and make sure that we repay them as we get money. So really, yes, we have a lot of problems, but they can be solved easily.
And the issue of sponsors that Michael talked about, he said as long as the government is not involved, it is going to be difficult for Zimbabwe's football to be stable. He cited a number of countries where the government will, for example, pay the coach. But it appears in Zimbabwe it is also problematic in that the government itself is failing to pay even its own workers. It's cash-strapped. What is going to happen? Where is the money going to come from?
Correct. The government must take over the national team and probably make sure that they pay the debts and the expenses related to the national team. But we also, as Zimbabweans, appreciate that at the moment we have economic hardships, and it will probably be very difficult for the government to come in and pay enough money. I think I need to emphasize the word enough, because once in a while, the government is chipped in and they've also helped the national team. But I believe that with the right management, Zimbabwe is not a very, very bad country, as people may intend, financially, as people may want to see it. I believe that we still have a lot of corporates that are operating in Zimbabwe, and if we're going to have the right leadership at Zifa, I believe we'll be able to get one or two sponsors who can come on board and assist Zimbabwean football.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manyengabana. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA, where the president, Mr. Cuthbert Dube, was ousted. And of course, for those who want to join us right now, call us on 001-202-619-2077. That number once again, 001-202-619-2077. And our WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318.
Gibbs. Yeah, kuna manje sesilo mnumzana umlondo ukona ngale ke DRC. Baba mlondo, ungawunjani kuna ngape DRC?
Yaphila mlondo kanti akwazi ukuthi mlondo kutsho.
Hayi mlondo, hathi uyabona mlondo, kulesikhathi sokuthi indoda iphela ichayibatha kanti mlondo e.
Hayi akula msebenzi gift.
Yeah, what
you do? Yazi.
Tell me.
Kulento lapha. Mina ngizwisisa ngitholi kahle. Yazi izifa. Asikalisele ku-Ministry of Sports. U-Ministry of Sports weZimbabwe ayisiyo footballer or ayisiyo sports-oriented person. Actually, is Zimbabwe yasuka sasuka sangenisa kakhulu politics. Safaka even amaposti akona lo muntu atekhuluma mayelana ngama-South Africa, Nigeria, ndiwathiwatha ni 100%. But abantu bakhona khangela ukuthi bafaka abantu abanjani ku-ministry yakhona, ku-Ministry of Sports and Recreation. Thina sihlutshwa yinto yinye ukuthi as long as singafaki indlela ngokwazi ngathi ngathi ngokuthanda izinto asisoze sendawo. UCastex Dube has been long eboreni kodwa ngokuthi wasesuka wasesiba indumba ebolileyo wasezibonela wasecabanga ukuzidlela imali khangela kathesi uthi wayeboleka izifa imali wayithethe ngaphi imali yonke leyi 1 million kuthi uthi wayeyitshonte wayeyisitina khonapho yabona ukuthi as long as sidinga abantu abasebenzisa i-politics phambili kuzo zonke izinto asisoze sandawo. Thina sihlutshwa kuphela kuthi kunabantu abaningi ababengarana izifa omama nabobaba but ngokuthi iZimbabwe yabulawa i-nepotism, i-tribalism, yonke into. So kukhanya ingazathi akula abantu abakwazi ukurana ibhora. IZimbabwe one of the times yayi-the best ukurana ibhora mnyanza kutshela endaweni zabo otshilwa kusukelali ukuthi it was so good kubuya bonke labo ogumete it was so good kathesi kwakufika nje abantu nje umashinga yithi ujonathan azi ukuthi bamtshilile. That's that man put it like a melang every court. That's that one is a rotten man. So I was with the sincere son, because one, to the Sarah Slego and Jonas Adi, sincere Samas one.
Yeah, I won't get him Londo, which I'm not a Kurisia Bonga Kuruba. What do you know, Martin Londo? Yeah, so what Mr. Londo is saying is that perhaps the problem is with the Zimbabwe government. You know, he says the person who is occupying the post of Minister of Sports and Recreation. He's not a footballer. He's not a sports person. He's just a politician. He says that thing starts there, you know. So then he went further to say that, you know, Cuthbert Dube had stayed for too long. He was supposed to leave. And he's guessing where exactly he got the money. And he's alleging that maybe he was getting it from other sources. And he further said, you know, football in Zimbabwe has been devastated by nepotism, tribalism, and he remembers during the time of the Chiruas, during the time of the Kumetes, he says Zoka was Soka by then, and not now. He's a very angry man, by the way.
Yeah? Kariata, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Yes, perhaps our last question to you. We were meant to keep you for only 5 minutes. Is per our agreement, but it's an interesting subject. But maybe our last question to you is, where are the football players? Because if you go across the Limpopo to the northern border of Zimbabwe in Zambia, we have Kalusha Bwalya, who is doing a wonderful job there, a former player himself. Where are the former players in this equation? Do you think anyone will step up? I've heard that, for example, former Zimbabwean goalkeeper and also Liverpool goalkeeper Bruce Grobbelaar said he has intentions of running.
Before we go into that, it is interesting that we got Willard Manyingawana on the program. He is the chairman of the Northern Region Division 1, and that division has been going on very well in terms of sponsorship. They've got a sound sponsorship, which is dishing out prize monies to the clubs. They are also paying the top goal scorer by virtue of giving him a car. I'm not sure whether he's also interested in taking over the Zimbabwe Football Association, but that aside, coming back to your question on where are our footballers right now, in terms of Bruce Grobbelaar, it's good enough that he has been bold enough to come out in the clear that he's interested in running for the post of FIFA president. When you look at the other former footballers we've got, their interest is more in terms of coaching. They are busy jostling for posts as coaches of local clubs instead of leading the administration. You look at Sandy Chizambwa, you look at Peter Ndlovu, those are the people who should have been at the forefront. You look at Moses Chunga, he's been coaching the small teams, Buffaloes and the Chiefs and all that. These are the people we would have expected to be at the helm of our game. But unfortunately, they are timid. They are not bold enough to take over the leadership of the game. That is the reason why these Harare businessmen are taking advantage. And I've just been listening to the guy who has been contributing from the DRC. He has been talking about nepotism, tribalism, and all that. The Zifa Constitution stipulates that the president of the Zimbabwe Football Association has to come from Harare, for example. But we've got Omega Spada, for example. He was the vice president of the Zimbabwe Football Association. But the fact that he comes from Bulawayo, he could not stand for the FIFA presidency when he's qualified enough. I think we also need to have a relook at that. That a person even from Tare, Kariba, Chinoy, even Gwanda can lead football as long as he has got the qualities to do that.
Not forgetting my beloved Marondera, of course.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for mentioning Gwanda. Eh? That's where I come from. So maybe he's thinking of me, right?
Oh yes. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Brilliant analysis as usual.
Thank you.
Gibbs, I think we have Mr. Musa Mandaza, the Zifa Southern Region chairperson.
If you may. Mr. Mandaza, welcome to the program.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us. So tell us, what's the way forward after what happened on Saturday? Do you mind if you can just shift position? Maybe your phone is not very much audible. Can you shift a little bit?
Okay.
Now we can hear you, I think.
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Yeah, what are you saying now, my brother?
What's the way forward after what happened on Saturday in terms of the Zifa election?
The most important thing is really for people to put their heads together and work as a team. It is now about to open up a new chapter. Let's not look backwards. Let us look forward and say, this is the time that we have been given. A window has been opened for Zimbabwe. Let's then work together as a team. Someone was saying, a person from Bulawayo or from Gwanda is not allowed by the Constitution. That is not true. The Constitution is silent. It does not specify where the president or any other board member can come from. Mm-hmm. Anyone who is willing, who has got the passion for football, can take up a post as a president or vice president. So that Constitution does not. People must not say things that are not there in the Constitution. Stand up if you have got the knowledge, the passion for football, and people will vote for you. So there's no question of tribalism. There's no question for tribalism. Let's not pinpoint and say there is tribalism in football, because that Constitution is silent. It does not specify. Someone was also talking about players. In the present Constitution, where people like John Piri, where some time ago people like Omela, they were in Zifa boards. Players are not denied the chance. They are our legends. They must stand up and be counted. And, you know, there's no way where it denies our players to stand up and be counted. John Piri was in there. And when the progressive forces stood up this year, John Pierre remained and he denounced those progressive forces who said Cuthbert had failed to run football. So where are those players? Bruce Grobler said he wants to come back and coach, not and be an administrator. Beautiful. Come back, Bruce. You would be one of those people who can come and coach Zimbabwe, because he was part of the dream team. So I would like to say there's nothing whatsoever. When Joe came in, where was Trevor coming from? He was coming from Bulawayo. He wasn't coming from Harare. So where is that notion that only people from Harare? You see, let's not belittle southern region and say people are being shunned. They must stand up. I was born and bred in this part of the world. I'm a Bulawayan man. I'm a Matabele because I was born here. So that notion is not there. Please let us stand up and build our football. You talk of the new minister who has come in. He is young, energetic. You know, it is us, those people who have the passion for any other sport, to stand up for our sport, for those sporting disciplines that we represent. So let's not blame the minister again, because it is us. The minister does not run football, cricket, rugby, any other sporting discipline. We run it ourselves. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen, that stand up and be counted.
Thank you.
And we will cross that bridge.
Thank you, Mr. Mandaza. Of course, you are right in saying that you cannot win the lotto unless you play, like the Americans say.
So you
cannot just say players must lead ZIFA when they are not stepping up. They don't have to lead from the back.
They have to lead
from the front. Regatende kumuteereri wedu mumwe vamuzorori makadi. Tiripo makadiwo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yeZIFA iyi. Zvoitwa sei?
Nhau iri paZIFA yanga ichisirisa kwazvo, nokuti mutambo wenhabvu ndo mutambo unodiwa zvakanyanya pasi rino rose. Ino medu munyika mu nhabvu mamirira yanga yaita anga asingachafadzi zvachose. Iro muteerera magames anga achitambwa vanhu vachita tending wall 2 days, 3 days, havana mafriend mesi kana chii. ZIFA isina kana action yayanga ichizama kutsvaka mari kana kuti vatsvake something chokuti bhora rambe richiendera mberi. Saka kana masponsa everything zvakawanda, ZIFA yanga iripo ndounga bhodhi yose ndounga zvingaita zvakanaka kana vakatodzinzwa pakauya vanhu vanyuwani vese.
Saka munoona zvichifamba henyu kuti akuenda kumberi?
Tinoona senge zvingazova zviri nani, nokuti pakambopindawo vanyuwani vanombozamawo kuda kuchinja wanoro 2-3 teams kuti vangodiwawo nevanhu.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamuzorori nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Of course, Mr. Mzorori is hopeful that the new brooms that are set to come in will do a good job. Vakorera, rambai muri parunare. Mr. Mandaza and Mr. Manyengavana, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. Though the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us at this number 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Stay tuned.